Hey, yo, this is going to be a short, quick episode, for real, for I can't even say what's up to y'all. This just needs to be put out there. I just want to put this out there, and y'all niggas react to it the way I want to react to it. It is what it is. Ball universe going crazy. Jello going to have a 10-day, this, that, and third. All this going on. All this going on. That's cool. All this going on, and I made a little episode, and I posted it. Three people listened to it, and then I took it down. Reason why I took it down is because if he does make the team, I'm going to do within a reaction inside of an episode. Basically, you're going to hear what I said first, and then after, you're going to hear my after for if he does get signed or if this is valid. But I think it's valid because I trust my guy Rev. Like, honestly, if you're going to go and make an episode or whatever, and you're going to go and tell niggas you heard from the streets, you better tell them what street you heard it on. I ain't trying to say no names, but that's just fucked up. That's just credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, go talk about it on the street you heard it on. Don't be on no, cause ain't nobody was talking about that until this man, King Fuse Lit, shout out to Rev, said some shit. DKM, they the one who pulled that sauce out the sauce. You know what I'm saying? So there's no little episode behind this. There's no little long-ass episode. I'm going to say this right now. For anyone who knows Jordan, he put LaMelo through a, let me see if you really that nigga. Jordan don't like these kids coming in because he think they all hype, no action. He thought that about LaMelo. He saw what LaMelo could do in Australia and said, you know what? He said it publicly. If LaMelo's there at third, we're picking him. But then management goes, and Mitch Kupchak's job is perfect for. I hated this because when I was watching this last season, I hated it, but I get it. This is anything that's happening right now is from the big dog, Michael Jordan. I'm trying to tell y'all. Rumors were told that Jello was busting ass in the summer. He was busting ass in the summer. Nigga was supposed to go play in the Drew League with his brothers, but that shit was cut short. G Pops, let us know where he was really at. Then rumors started to dwindle and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me just get to the fucking point. That nigga went in there and bust ass. Now, for anybody who knows Michael Jordan, he respects niggas who come like that. Look at what he said about LaMelo. LaMelo exceeded expectations. I had to let his brother get a tryout. No, that's what they want you to believe. I'm saying this right now, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. You can call me whatever you want. But I'm just stating the truth. Jello hasn't played in 3 years. Jello hasn't played in 3 years. I just had a nigga in AB's thing try to call me a Jello sexual because I'm telling niggas, yo, that's a call down from Jordan. Jello hasn't played in 3 years and comes and busts Devontae Graham ass, Cody Martin ass, and some other niggas' asses names I can't explain. I won't say because they might be on contract guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? This is all I'm hearing from the streets. I'm hearing it from that street, Lit Avenue. You know what I'm saying? That one house on Lit Avenue. That house, you know what I'm saying? I can't even explain what color it looked like, but just know when you on that block, it's lit. And they always put, and you know what I'm saying? All them, Bartrand, DKM, they the one dropping the news. I'm just reacting to this shit. But I'm going to tell you right now from what I'm hearing, I should have known this a long time ago. Jello went in there with no expectations, damn near no thought that he could get a summer league, and just bust NBA players' ass. And what did he say in that little freaking thing? Oh, everybody just looked over my shit. Like I wasn't good or something. I averaged 30. Nigga came in off 3 years of no playing, no regulated basketball, and bust Devontae Graham ass. Yeah, I said it. I'm gonna fuck. Why you think he left? All credit to Devontae Graham, because, you know, that's a good situation for him over there. Real talk. He probably gonna be better than niggas expected. Because I say this, I'm tight. He not with the... I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm tight. He's not the backup to Melo in a sense. Only because when he finally started playing that role, he played phenomenal in that role. And it worked. You feel me? And why leave the place that developed you? Yeah, they brought in the fucking star, nigga. What you mean? Understand your role. But you want to go to a different team? You think you a star? Okay, cool. I just hope if everything don't work out, you ain't got no hard feelings, and you come play on the bench and be the backup to LaMelo. That's all I ask. Because to be real, bro, you did. You know what? Fuck that. Nah, you was hating. Nah, he just did some fuck shit. Fuck that. Never mind. I'm tripping. And I know people going to probably just tune out of that and then press me. And if they do, I'm going to be like, go listen to the rest of that. I pulled that back. Fuck no. Never mind. You left, nigga, because you just did some foul shit. Nobody was supposed to know Jello was in there. Nigga. I forgot about that. Fuck you, nigga. Nobody was supposed to know Jello was in there. But back to my point, because I really didn't want to make this no fucking long-ass episode. We're only 5 minutes in, so it's cool. Jello goes in there and busts ass. And anybody knows Michael Jordan. You don't think Jordan was watching that shit from up there in them little things? Y'all remember when Lonzo got drafted, right? And all the way the championships was? You see how the court was? You know, I don't want to be 100% on this because I can't say this because I saw it with my own eyes. But I'm pretty sure every freaking GM has a great view of what's going on the court. And to be real, he probably was down there watching that ass whipping. Fuck, he wasn't probably watching from up top. He's probably down there seeing like, hey, the young buck really exceeded expectations. We have no expectations for Jello. If anything, Jello's a knockdown shooter who will come off our bench and stay on the team. If anything, at base level, he's what that nigga Giannis is for the thing. But if the chance is given and he does everything he needs to do, he can make something of his fucking career. And to be honest, I was going to call that episode 10 Days to Prove You Belong. But I don't even want to call it that. 10 days could turn into 500 days, 1,000 days. Shit. He is the only master of his own destiny. And guess what? I'm telling y'all right now, the hard part was Summer League. The hard part, fuck that. The hard part was in them practices when he was in the summer over there busting ass. That was his hard part. This shit now, this is not no hard part. Because listen, y'all. When Jello hit that first fucking three, they called timeout. My nigga, real shit, I seen this with my own fucking eyes because I'll be watching it. I'll be on the street. You know what I'm saying? I'm at home, but when I'm trying to go chill, I'm on the Lit House Street. You know what I'm saying? I take off my shoes. I go like, I got to donate some money because they, you know what I'm saying? When I got some, I got to. But that's not the point. Nigga, I was over there and they told me the source and I believe it. Because what? Who is Michael Jordan? A killer? A dog? If he sees some nigga who hasn't played 3 years come off and dust niggas in his shit, and he got a chance to pick that fucking nigga up after getting cut when he was a freshman in high school, he see that shit? Graham, get your ass out of here. That non-guaranteed Martin, you out too. Because this nigga number wearing number 8, the number 3 tatted on his body, fuck what you want to call him, G-A-G-3, he here. And I'm not trying to sound like no crazy nigga, because there's this one nigga who's talking crazy. He talking about Jello gonna do this, do that. Jello better than Melo. You tripping, nigga. You is tripping. But I'm just saying, Michael Jordan, knowing Michael Jordan, stuff like that would make Michael Jordan go, I can see my shade. I can see shades of me. I can see shades of me. Like, I can see that mentality. That mentality. You respect that. Players know who won it. They know who's on some. You feel me? So, I'm going to be real with y'all niggas. If this Exhibit 10 Day comes out and it's posted by Shams, just know he was not the first to post it. But the Athletic did a, freaking a thing with the man. They did a DKM just showed that they did an interview. Why the hell would you interview somebody who's never going to play in the league? Why would Shams, Charney, whatever the nigga that last name is, he not Woj, but he's second to Woj. Why the fuck would this nigga talk to somebody? I know there's clout to it. Okay, cool. But why talk to somebody who's probably not going to enter the league? Why would you waste your time talking to somebody who's not probably going to make the league? Motherfucker, who talked to Giannis? And he made the league. Who talked to Giannis? Did Shams go talk to that nigga? No, he went to go talk to Jello. But we ain't gonna talk about that. This all matters with Jordan because none of that shit matters. This is all just a byproduct of everything that's happening between Jordan and Jello. I'm telling y'all niggas, when Jordan seen that nigga bust their ass, oh, he did good in workouts. He has a great knack for scoring this, that, and that. What coaches say about Jello? They wasn't just talking about Book Knight. Oh, we got multiple players. We have multiple players who can get 30. We want to teach them how to play into our system. There's only one nigga who came out of college on that team who averaged 19 points. And Jello ain't played in 3 fucking years. Scotty Lewis ain't shown me 30. Not once. Jello showed me 16 with limited minutes. And I only blame him missing shots later on because of fatigue. Because he hasn't played for so long. But goddamn it, once the nigga got on the court, he showed you something. Bro, I'm not trying to sound like no crazy conspiracy, but whatever you want to call it, you could call it. I'm just letting this episode drop. Niggas want to hear it, you hear it. Over time, this is all going to settle in. This nigga Jello got respected by this, and I didn't, and I'm not here, and I'm, this is not me saying this from someone else. This is me. I, Itachi, take claim in what I just say. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all niggas know my name for real. Evlo Key. I claim that. Jello. If Jello signs this 10-day contract, like it said, in the streets. Because you know the streets always get the news first, nigga. Keep it a stack. And the streets always know the news the way it's supposed to be known. The fucking media try to hide shit from you. That's what it is. At the end of the day, Jordan respects niggas like that. Dennis Rodman knocked this nigga the fuck up. Knocked this nigga the fuck up. Fuck up when he was playing with that nigga. Like, he was beating that nigga ass. And these niggas was couldn't do shit. Well, I mean, it's because, you know, everybody know the story. Once Jordan put on that weight, it was a little different story. But anyways, this nigga ended up on his team. Just like Matt Barnes ended up on the team with Kobe. But why is that important? Because they respect niggas like that. You are going to see, I swear to God, let Jello get on the court and hoop. Niggas like Matt Barnes, Scotty, niggas like Matt Barnes, what's the other nigga name? Fuck, Steven Jackson. Niggas are going to go coming out the woodwork. Oh, I like the nigga Jello, my nigga. Jello tough. Shit, he got that old nigga type game. Like, watch. You going to hear all these niggas, oh, yeah, this shit tough, nigga. They're going to be like, at some point, and you can say what you want, but I'm saying if you get on the court and do what he do, this is the byproduct effect that's going to happen. And niggas are going Jello ass. If you listen to this Jello ass, this nigga that. I can't even put myself what that nigga said he is. He's tripping. That nigga's wild. And if anything, I think LaMelo Ball is the best ball brother, but we ain't gonna talk about it. Anyways, this nigga get his run? Come on now. He seen what the younger brother did. He seen all the hoopla with Jello. And then Jello comes into his facility and busts niggas. He paying bread to hoop. There ain't no damn music behind this one, bro. This just needs to be said. Nigga is not getting paid not $1. This nigga got his own. He's not getting paid for the NBA is what I mean. This nigga got his own crib in LA. He doing what he doing. First of all, this nigga, Michael Jordan, probably looking at this nigga like, nigga, why the fuck you want to hoop? You got money. And then you go come in here and bust these niggas' ass? He's gonna think, damn, LeVar is on something. These niggas really something. Like, yo, he seen it with the one boy. And let me tell you something how shit works. Once you see something once, it gonna make you think you can see it again. Once you see something once, it gonna make you think you can see it again. Oh, LaMelo exceeded expectations. Jello was supposed to be a bot in the first game, and he dropped 16 points and 5 for 8 in NBA, ESPN. Everybody had to post it. Why? Because Jello's name comes with clout. But they didn't know Jello's game comes with game. This ain't clout. Nigga could shoot.
Niggas was telling me, oh, he can't shoot in the NBA. He can't guard nobody.
I know it's one play, my nigga. I know. But that still was the number 4th pick in the draft. Who they said could be? You know, I ain't.
I ain't gonna say who they compared that nigga to. Niggas know. Niggas know. Niggas know. They compared him to Draymond Green, who is probably the best star in his role in the game today. It's debatable.
But why is that important? I know it was one play. But then he came down, running. Grant Riller with the ball. Doesn't know where to go, but he said, fuck this, I'm going to look for a Jello. Throws it to Jello and bang for three. Could have swore to God, I thought Clay was running down. But y'all niggas going to say I'm a fan. It's okay. Y'all niggas going to call me everything out the book. All I'm saying is, fuck all the theatrics. Jordan saw that show that Jello put in that damn fucking gym for 2 months. That nigga, what did they say Jello was there for? The summer busting ass. They said, LiAngelo Ball, you're the first nigga on the list for the summer league. God only knows how ass this team would have been if Jello was not on the summer league team. But nobody wants to talk about that. Could you have watched the Hornets the way they were playing without Jello? But then you gonna call me the GS like that nigga. No, it's different. That nigga be tripping. But there's some truth to what that nigga say though, but that nigga be tripping. But I'm telling you what's not tripping. I'm telling you how this shit go. Y'all niggas know Jordan. If you know Jordan, if a nigga who hasn't played a fucking regulated game in 3 fucking years go bust niggas' ass, I just want to know. What do you think Jordan said in his mind? And then I want you to think, what did that nigga do in summer league? Bro, they just need to see the nigga shoot. Go back and watch the first game, if you can, if they got it somewhere. Jello hits that first three off the curl, and they go to timeout. And because the TVs ain't always on, but thank God for the lit house, they see that man walk all the way to LeVar and say, hello, LeVar. I hope you're enjoying the game. That's what they said to the nigga. And proceeded to watch LeVar sit over there and ha-ha and aki-ki and dance and all that while Jello going crazy. The whole gym going crazy. The whole gym changed their mind about Jello that day. Jello hit the 1-3. They said, oh, shit. Hold on. This was, you know what they said? Hey, yo, he made haters fans that night. There was, this one shot. They not really calling him. The second one going, that's okay. Third one going, because he missed after that. He missed that, was like, it's only 2 for 3. That's still, you know the percentage, 67. You know. Then Jello smacked one of them hoes. Again, they go, oh, shit. Jello hit 5 threes that game. I'm letting y'all niggas know what happened. I said I wasn't going to make a long episode, but fuck it. Jello, and understand, Mitch Kupchak, James Borrego, LaMelo, all them niggas there watching that shit. I bet you LaMelo sitting there like, these niggas. But I tell these niggas. If anything, maybe he never even said nothing. He just let it happen. He just said, yo, bro, come with me to the gym, my nigga. And then, just what happens, happens. Maybe it happened that way. We'll never know the true story because we weren't there. But all I know is I heard niggas was cooked and niggas was off the team after they got cooked. Now, you can say nigga could have got more money over here. You can say what you want. But that boy started off 0 for 30. Might be dramatic, but Jesus Christ, he had a nigga on the bench with number 2 on his back and damn thought it was going to be Lonzo rookie year. And he going, no offense to Lonzo, but this nigga in the mouth came in and said, hold on, nigga. Like he said before. He done said this before. This ain't no Lonzo. No disrespect. He always coming at his older brother like that. But it's good though, cause that's gonna make Lonzo play better. Cause only motherfucker who could test Lonzo, anything we say about that nigga, he ain't hearing that shit. It's the little brother coming in here busting ass and then coming and doing all this shit. That's what got his ass, got a fire under his ass. Now he think he's something again, which he is. I'm just glad that your little brother had to fucking light the fire under your ass to show you. I thought the money changed. You know what? Matter of fact, fuck that. I need to really see if he for real. Last year don't mean shit to me. That was to get the money. Show me that you trying to get a chip, nigga. I want to see them stats for real go up. I want you to have an impact for real. Like niggas be saying, don't go to, like Bartram be saying,
no corner. No more corner. You know how they say in the book? No locked doors. No corner, Lonzo. No more corner. Please, only go to the corner if needed because of spacing. And you know you can smack that hole. But, nigga, I don't want to. Well, I don't. Nigga, I'm paying league pass for all 30 teams. I am not trying to watch you come out here and go sit to that fucking corner, nigga. UCLA's over to come out, nigga. But, sorry, y'all. You know I got into that. But at the end of the day, like I said, y'all tell me. Y'all tell me. Y'all know about Jordan? Am I tripping? Or did I just make a lot of sense? Y'all have fun with that one. I'm going to the Lit House because this shit popped up on my shit. King Fuse's Lit House breaking news. LiAngelo Ball Exhibit 10 Review Classics. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all. I got these niggas on notification, nigga. Stop playing me, nigga. I'm about to go. They telling the news. I'm out of here, man. Y'all niggas have fun with this episode. You know what I'm saying? It was 21 minutes long. I didn't mean to make it long, but it is what it is. But I'm late to the show, so I gotta go.